You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
3-2, swung on, a pop foul back here.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
First of all, we got to lose that Sterling. Can we have a Sterling home run call instead of John Sterling wincing like a baby? Now listen, it took one playoff game for the Knicks to show everybody that might not have known what the Knicks are made of. If you want pretty, then this team isn't for you. But I'll tell you what, coming into the series, I love the Knicks to beat the Sixers, and I'm even more confident after watching Saturday's Game 1 win.
I'm not sure how you could feel confident after watching it. Now, obviously, I'm happy that they won. They played like garbage. All my biggest fears, BT, were realized there. They have no secondary scoring. If the opponent, we told you, you know, if I'm Nick Nurse, I double, triple team Jalen Brunson. That's what they did. I mean, they're blocking shots from behind. Brunson can't get anything going, and the Knicks don't have another option. I immediately, A, miss Julius Randle, B, said, where's your boy DiVincenzo? C, saying there's no way they're going to win this game if Brunson doesn't get going. Now, they did win the game. However, the Knicks showed, that's why the national pundits don't respect them. That is why I had concerns, not just this series, forget about Philadelphia, but going into the postseason without Randle. Who is going to score the basketball when you need it? They got lucky that it was Josh Hart, Deuce McBride. I do not think what took place in Game 1 is sustainable.
You know what's funny? You mentioned Randle. I swear to God, I didn't think about Julius Randle once the whole night. I really didn't.
And were you thinking about DiVincenzo?
Well, I mean, listen. First of all, he didn't play in the fourth quarter. Would it really matter? Because you had Deuce doing damage. Now, I look at it this way. Now, this to me is a massive plus. Jalen Brunson played the worst game. I know he had a few moments a little later into the game.
Yeah.
But Jalen Brunson played the worst game that he's played in months. And the Knicks won a playoff game. Now, I understand that, you know, sometimes things are easier. Think about the Golden State Warriors, not the last couple of years, but a couple of years before that, when they would just show up, they would drop a buck 30, it looked absolutely beautiful, and they would dismantle teams. That's not the New York Knicks. So you look at whether it's art, whether it's music, whether it's other things that are subjective, and I know this is kind of a corny expression, you know, beauty's in the eye of the beholder, but it's true. So you don't like the way they looked. I loved the way the Knicks looked. And let me tell you why. Number one, they out-rebounded Philly. Mm-hmm. And rebounding in the playoffs obviously matters.
That's why they won.
55-33. Okay? Boom. The Knicks shot 46% from downtown. Boom. Knicks hit almost 85% of their free throws. Boom. Oh, yeah, by the way, the Knicks took more free throws than Philly, which speaks to their aggressive nature from the start of the game. The Knicks had fewer turnovers themselves than they averaged during the regular season. The Knicks bench gave you 15 or 16 more points than they averaged during the regular season. And the Knicks held Philly to 10 fewer points than Philly averaged during the regular season. Those are six things I gave you, Sal. Not to mention the biggest is that Jalen Brunson played awful.
Yeah, well, that's my point.
And they want that.
Correct. They won. That's a game that they lose 99 out of 100 times. And if you're the Sixers, you got to be demoralized because that's a game they have to steal. They had that game there for the taking the entire time. They couldn't get the job done. Like the Heat, in last year's semifinals, the Heat stole that game one from the Knicks when the Knicks didn't get a tremendous effort. And they were able to go on and win the series because of it. Now, I do think I felt the Knicks were going to win this series. You obviously have to feel better about that after game one. However, watching them, did Brunson look like a superstar to you? No superstars disappear like that. He couldn't get anything going. Matter of fact, he got shut down. They're blocking shots left and right on him. The size was a factor. You're right. Not until later in the game did he start to look somewhat competent. Yep. And he'd be the first one to tell you that. And I'm not knocking him. I love him. But he was awful in game one. Anunoby, their second best player, he stinks. I told you about Anunoby. He cannot create. Period. He is a spot-up shooter. That's it. Without Julius Randle there, Anunoby is useless. He tries to get the ball going, the paint attack. He can't do it. So I'm tired of hearing about Anunoby and his great. Oh, yo, he can be a secondary scorer. DiVincenzo, where was he? Nowhere to be found. Predictably so in the postseason. These guys need to wake up. Josh Hart is not going to, you know, hit 3 of 4 3-pointers. He's not going to be able to do what he did, or 4 of 8, whatever it was. But down the stretch there, he was hitting, you know, big shots.
He basically didn't miss down the stretch. Well, same with Deuce.
Yeah, but you hold your breath every time he takes a shot. He's not a good two guard. He can't shoot. Now, he did do it, and he ended up winning the game for the Knicks. Deuce McBride, same thing. You think McBride's going to pour in 21 every night? They cannot play like that and win another game in this series.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with Brunson. Of course, he's got to play better. Now, I'm sure you think that he will, right?
Yes, but, I mean, I have my concerns the way the Philly just shut him out. There is nobody else. Now, look, you give Mitch Robinson credit defensively. Obviously, the energy was there. And like we said, you could go around the horn a little bit and say, yeah, McBride was good or Josh Hart was good at certain moments. Anunoby did hit a big three, but useless outside of that. Here's my concern. Philadelphia is going to throw the same defense at Brunson. Who is going to beat them? If I'm Nick Nurse, I say, you know what? We should have won that game. I'm doing the same exact thing. Where's the secondary option? Whereas if you had Randall, you can't focus that defense on Brunson. So I hope Brunson gets better. But what I saw a guy who was getting overmatched by a double team and size.
He looked uncomfortable. I'm going to give you that. Yeah. But to me, and you know, one of the things about this Knicks team is, and you really have to appreciate, you know, some of the, I don't want to say the finer points, but some of the things that are less obvious, like this is who they are. Like when somebody goes, think about their season and then think about game one of the playoffs here. During the season, they were dealt adversity after adversity, and they always responded. And the other night, Jalen Brunson was suffocated to the point where, you're right, he had a rough time getting the ball past half court. I mean, everywhere he went, you know, shots blocked from behind.
That's what I'm saying.
And now the onus is on Tom Thibodeau to react to the defense that Philly put on Brunson in game one. And I would imagine he'll have an answer. Plus, I think Brunson's going to play better.
I do, too.
I do. Hey, listen,
He's got to.
Well, Sal, think about this. If we don't think that Jalen Brunson's going to play better, then why were we wasting our time saying that Jalen Brunson's a superstar?
Well,
like, superstars don't stay down too long. He's bouncing back tonight.
Superstars don't have a game like that.
No, that's completely false.
To get shut down like that?
100%. Wait. So, okay.
Well, see, the size to me was a factor. Postseason game one at home, I get that everybody has a bad game. That was That to me was an uh-oh type game where you saw the size have an impact. You saw him get, like, the Knicks right now don't have another option. It was all on Jalen Brunson. Other superstars, BT, figure out a way to at least have their game, even when they're having a bad game. And I know we ended up with 22 points, but still, it was the quietest 22 points you'll ever see. I came away from that, especially early on, thinking this could be a problem. Superstars don't get handled and shut down like that. And he was pressing and forcing the issue a little bit. But to me, and I love Jalen Brunson. You know that. I do think he's a superstar. That was a game that at least is eye-opening, if not alarming.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't see it that way. I love this team. I have great confidence they're going to win the series going in. I think they win tonight. I think Brunson plays awesome, and I think that this thing is just going to roll. I mean,
but didn't you think he'd play awesome in game one? Because I did.
No, I did. I definitely did. But that's why
you
I feel
alone
even
where he's getting shots blocked from behind, getting manhandled, looked uncomfortable, turning the ball over.
Understood. Didn't play well. I mean, he for parts of that game he looked awful. I got you. But that's even more for me. Even more reason why, you know, this team is dangerous because they played offensively. They played. Probably, well, he played probably a D game, And overall, between him and DiVincenzo, who didn't even play down the stretch, they played collectively as a duo maybe their worst game of the season.
And Anobi won three-pointer, and it was a big one.
No, no, I know. He didn't play well either, and they still won.
Well, that is an excellent point, obviously. Like, if you watch that game, I can watch that game every single time, and I'm thinking the Sixers are going to win that game. And the fact that they won is great, but I think that maybe says more about the Sixers than it does about the Knicks.
877-337-6666. BT and Sal, Brandon Tierney, and Sal Licata here, the fan. Of course, we'll get to these calls now. We'll throw a little Judge stuff, a little Rangers stuff. Obviously, hit it all. Mets 2 out of 3. We are and short show, but we're going heavy Knicks right now. I love the grit. Mike, Sal, concerned a little bit. Mike on Staten Island. Mike, what's happening?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Mike, buddy?
Real quick, so, I mean, obviously, I'm not worried about game two, honestly, because we can't expect DiVincenzo or Brunson to have bad games like the first game, and I really don't see anyone on their side stepping up to make shots or make plays outside of their big two, so not really worried for tonight. But the reason for my call is I'm in a group chat with a lot of, big Knicks fans, and I have friends who completely dismiss Mitchell Robinson and what he's done. And I get it. There's a small contingent of Knicks fans who say, oh, we should, re-sign Hartenstein and trade Mitch, and just completely forgetting the things that this guy did last year in the playoffs. And just straight up, Isaiah Hartenstein, very good player. Would love to be able to keep him. But that guy can't do what Mitchell Robinson did to Joel Embiid.
No, I agree with that, Mike. But here's the problem with Mitch is that every game he misses 20, 30 games minimally. And that's a problem. And I don't even want to get into
that. Zero offensive game. Now, the fact that he hit two big free throws was great.
It was massive.
And by the way, what the hell are the Knicks doing? How do you inbound the ball there to Mitchell Robinson? Are you out of your mind? Oh, my God. They had their head up their rear ends. Dude, BT, that is a game. I don't care if you go back to the 90s. That is a game the Knicks lose 99 out of 100 times. They did some stupid things. They played poorly. Their top three guys arguably had the worst games that they've had all season long, and yet they still won the game. So there is something to be said about that. But my goodness, they were trying to lose that game. How do you inbound the ball to Mitchell Robinson?
That's a brain lapse right there. You know, funny thing, too, about the expectations for Brunson to bounce back starting tonight and start to resemble the guy who we watched and marveled at all season. Like, you mentioned Randle earlier, and I didn't think about Julius Randle once during the game.
I didn't.
That doesn't mean that they can't use him at some point. I get it. I don't want to even get into the Randle conversation too
deeply
now.
We don't have to get into that now.
But let me just put it this way. Sorry. Like, if Randle played poorly, like he usually does in the playoffs, game one, and we're on the air going into game two, I don't have supreme confidence that Randle bounces back in game two. I am absolutely convinced that Brad Brunson just lights it up tonight.
But
that's what I think he's going to do.
But watching the game prior to Deuce McBride going off, watching that game, who do you have confidence in when they shut down Brunson to score? At least if Randall's there, I feel okay, get the ball to Randle. They have an option. They have a 1-2 punch. You can dismiss some of the stuff that Randle does. Obviously, with the ball in his hands in a big spot, maybe turnover, whatever. He doesn't make the best decision all the time. But still, there's no question he is their second best scoring option.
Yep.
Without him, it's a crapshoot. Now, Deuce McBride showed that he's got stones. I get that.
And he showed that all year, Deuce. It's
agreed.
Not like he just came out of nowhere. Deuce has had a really good season.
And he says the right things. He's got the right attitude. I was concerned just being, a younger point guard.
Yeah,
how's he
going
to go in the playoffs and on the road? But he showed, and especially in that performance, he's a beast.
Yeah.
But without him, they'd have been dead in that game.
Well, I get it. And generally, role players play better at home. So we'll see, if Brunson continues to struggle during the series, you go down to Philly. Or, if you move on, it looks like the Bucks had a good game. If it's Milwaukee and these guys hit the road and they don't play particularly well, then it's going to be a big problem here. But, see, I didn't think about, and I know what you mean, when Brunson's off, if Randall's there, he can absorb some of the heat there. There's no doubt. And he's got a lot of great things about Randle.
At least draw some of the defense, too.
Yeah, but I wasn't, no question, but I wasn't watching the game saying, boy, they can really use Randle now. My thought watching the game in real time was, Brunson's going to hit his next shot. All right, Brunson's going to get hot. Brunson's going to do that. That's how much confidence I have in Brunson. He didn't play well, and they still won the game. And by the way, I don't know how healthy Embiid is. I mean, going into how sore is he? How much was adrenaline the other night? Once he got hurt off the dunk, off the backboard, he didn't look to be the same guy. He looked very hesitant. He was shied away from shots. I think it could be a little worse going into the game tonight. I don't know, but we'll see. Alex and Hoboken, BT and Sal. Alex, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Thanks for taking the call.
You got it, man.
All right, so two quick things on the Knicks. So, Sally, I got to put you in your place a tiny bit here. It's game one to me is so, so simple. Brunson played awful. DiVincenzo played awful. And Hart didn't even contribute much until the late threes.
Mm-hmm.
And we still rolled. The reason
Hold on. They didn't roll. They won. They did not roll.
Fine. But my point is, the reason we did and the reason we're going to win this series and the reason we were confident coming in, we are so much deeper.
Yep.
But, like, McBride stepped up. Who's going to step up tonight? Maybe it'll be Brunson who'll go.
Well, and by the way, Alex, don't forget about Bogdanović.
It better be.
Bogdanović stepped up as well.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point. So, yep. Are we really going to have another night where Brunson is lost, DiVincenzo's a non-factor? Like, it's not going to happen. And if it
I don't think DiVincenzo's that good. See, there's a difference, Alex. I didn't think DiVincenzo is that good. I didn't think I know Josh Hart can't score. Now, he hit some big shots. And look, I love his heart and all the intangibles that he brings. But as far as having that secondary scorer, I never believed that this Knicks team had it. All that was true. Oh, and by the way, Brunson on top of that was shut down. You're right, they won. I don't know how you can watch that game and not be concerned. Unless you think Brunson's going to put 40 up tonight, and I don't. I mean, I think he's going to be better. I don't think he's going for 40. Are you going to count on McBride again for what? Or do you think DiVincenzo's going to bounce? I don't know if he is or not. I don't trust these guys. If DiVincenzo was as good as everybody was telling me he's going to be, then he shouldn't have his rear end on the bench in the fourth quarter. And he was because he wasn't impactful at all. That was my fear going in. He's not a guy you could rely upon. Now, maybe tonight is his night. Maybe McBride doesn't have it. And DiVincenzo, and that's to your point, BT, about the depth of this team. But, man, am I concerned about it. The Knicks don't have that second guy. Even Anunoby, who's their second best player, he can't score without being spot-up shooter.
Listen, this is why the Knicks are going to have to make a big move this summer. Like, we've told you this. This is the summer where the Knicks are going to pounce. But right now, you can't pounce till it's over. And do I expect Brunson to score 40 tonight? Back to something Sal just said. I don't know if he's going to score 40. I know he's going to play better, but I also don't think they need him to score 40. That's the thing.
Who do you think the Knicks' three best players were in game one?
In game one, I would say...
Top three.
I would say, certainly McBride, right. Hart down the stretch, Mitchell Robinson, and even Bogdanović, who did a lot of good things,
think
too.
Think about that!
I know. Now, that's not going to win you a championship, but that's good enough to carry the mail when your star really struggles in game one. And ultimately, we'll find out if the defense and the way they harassed Brunson is something that he can work around, given that size deficiency and how they defended him. Maybe that's just a series-long thing.
Oubre, I don't like, as far as him running his mouth.
Yeah.
He was a pain in the ass defensively.
Yeah, no, Oubre's a tough player. Tyrese Maxey's the biggest issue on the court.
Correct.
We can sit here and talk about Joel Embiid. Tyrese Maxey got to the rim whenever he wanted.
Correct, and it is clear to me that the Sixers have the better players. Obviously, when you want to talk about Maxey or Embiid, even with a compromised Embiid, if the Sixers played with a fraction of the heart and energy and toughness the Knicks play with, they would have blown the Knicks out of the guard.
Well, maybe they don't have that toughness and energy. And like, that's something you don't turn on and turn off. Listen, this Knicks team is far from perfect, especially if Brunson's like this. But I ask you, Knicks fans, as imperfect as they played in certain spots, Al's not wrong about that. Think about the things they did well. They punished. They destroyed. They flat out punked Philly 55-33 on the backboard. That's not getting a few lucky caroms. That's not chasing down a few, errant threes and getting a little lucky. That is going into the paint and having more will and toughness and stones than Philly. Now, shots might not drop. I understand that. But that toughness that you saw game one, that ain't going away because that's who the Knicks are. And if you've watched them all season, 877-337-6666, BT and Sal on the Fan. Inside of our Town Fair Tire studio, we are. Town Fair, of course, reminds you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. So you can look at it this way. This is what we want the Coles to really be on. Brunson played awful. They won. Now, to me, I take away good stuff from that. Good stuff. But you might see it a little bit more like Sal, where if Brunson doesn't wake up, what happened the other night is not necessarily going to happen again, which creates a problem. So that's kind of where we are.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Knicks get the first one. Rangers get the first one. Judge is a mess. And the Mets win 2 out of 3. We'll get to all that other stuff later. Right now, rolling with the Knicks.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Anyway, I just don't want to do any more work. I've worked for 64 years, and in July I'll be 86, so... You know, let's face it, my time has come.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, BT and Sal back on The Fan. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata Show here. Back to you, Nick Coles, 877-337-6666. Yanks for the day game, so we're out of here at about 12:25 for the Yankee pregame show. Which takes us to the Yankees starting lineup, brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees, and by 1800 Tequila, and their line of the best taste in tequilas, Cristalino, Añejo, Reposado, Millennio, and Coconut. So today's lineup, we got a little Volpe, Soto, and Judge, 1-2-3. Stanton's going to DH bat 4th, Rizzo 5, Torres 6, who was benched over the weekend. He stinks, he's been brutal. Verdugo, Trevino, Cabrera, Rodon. There's obviously the focus here is the Knicks out of the chute. But, you know, listen, I'll tell you this. The Yankees are 15-7. You'll take it. Yankees have won 6 out of 7 series. You'll take it. But this nonsense of just putting up zeros offensively for 2 hours and just thinking that they're going to, you know, rally in the 8th inning or the 9th inning and somehow that's going to sustain themselves for the next couple of months is absolutely nuts. Volpe is 2-for-25. Looks like a complete mess all of a sudden. And I don't know what is going on with Aaron Judge, but he's either not healthy or he got really old really fast, because Judge looks horrendous.
Yanks have some issues. I mean, they're winning, so it's covering up their flaws. Soto can't, Soto's been great. He's going to be an MVP, but he can't keep up this pace. They've got some issues. Volpe, there's been a difference in the leadoff spot, no question about it for him, so... Yanks keep winning, which is great, but if you pay attention closely, this is not, ooh, you're a Yankee hater. No, the Yankees have some flaws. I said that for a while. I said I was concerned about Judge 2 weeks ago, and here we are 2 weeks later, and he's still looking lost to a level where I haven't seen him.
He's looking worse. Yeah, that's actually, it's getting worse.
Right, but it's to a period now where it's not just, oh, yeah, well, everybody goes through this. It is not.
It's a lot more
than that with Aaron Judge now. He has not looked like... The issue has never been performance. It's been health. And obviously, Judge has been healthy, or at least he's playing every day. So to me, you got to say that he's healthy, but the performance has not been.
And if he's not healthy, then sit down, because you're not helping the team right now. So, yeah, I know there's a couple of ways to look at it. Well, there's really 2 ways. You can look at it and say, well, the Yankees are winning despite, you know, X, Y, and Z not occurring favorably. But I don't... That seems a little short-sighted for me, which is why I was reluctant to stamp this team an absolute World Series squad. I needed to see it. So I look at the performance here, and if you ask me right now, Sal, will it, you know, revert back to them losing some of these games? They're finding a way to win, or everybody start to bust out? I think it's probably going to get a little worse before it gets better, but... We got a lot of time to actually die. And they are winning, but it seems a little little fool's gold right now to think that this is things are perfect in Yankeeville. It's absolutely not. BT and Sal, Knicks stuff here. I love it because they won a game where they did not play well, or at least their superstar did not play well. And you said Tyrese Maxey's questionable?
Did you see that before? Yeah. No. I saw that on Twitter. Who was that? Philadelphia Sixers star Tyrese Maxey questionable tonight with an illness.
Wow.
Now, ultimately, I'd be surprised if Maxey and Embiid don't. I mean, it's the playoff, dude. Suck it up. Illness. What are you talking about? Even Embiid. Get out there. Play. I mean, they said yesterday during the broadcast, Embiid, or 2 days ago during the broadcast, Embiid is a little nervous about that leg. He doesn't trust it yet. I understand that. That's fine. But, I mean, come on, dude. It's the postseason. What are we doing here?
Yeah, I mean,
play. You either play or you're out. That's it.
Well, he did. He came back, and he looked very hesitant.
That's probably the team just protected its ass.
He'll be out there. There were so many times where he was, like, behind the three-point circle where that little jab step, and he's got room to create, and he just willingly gave it up. So he's obviously, banged up, but so is Randall. So we don't feel sorry for anybody. Tino's in Staten Island. Tino, what's happening, buddy? How you doing today?
What's up, my brothers? How you doing? How
What's
you guys
up, Tino?
Doing today? Hey, Sal. You know, usually me and you, I don't call much, but when I do, I don't like your opinions. But today, you're spot on, dude. I got to give you credit, Sal. I'm with you. OG Anunoby stinks. I never liked the acquisition from the beginning when we traded.
Here we go. What do you mean he stinks?
Hold on. Please give me a second. His offensive game is just what Sal says. You have to give him the ball in the corner. BT, he cannot create his own shot.
I know, dude. You're telling me something I don't know. I watch him every night. He's a shooter.
BT, I watch every game, too, just like you.
Yeah, he's
a
shooter. So it's not new. This is not some new revelation that OG Anunoby can't create. I know.
BT, our second best option is Bogdanovich on the offensive end that create his own shot. We don't have another guy, like Sal said. DiVincenzo can't create his own shot. Who else? I give Deuce Kyrie. I mean, Deuce could put you off the dribble a little bit.
Yeah.
A little step back three. He can create his own
shot. Right, but you can't expect look, 5 of 7 from, and I love Deuce. You can't expect that type of shooting every night.
Yes, you're 100% Sal on that one. So that's my concern going forward. Because of not having Randall, that's where I'm scared, because they're going to keep throwing multiple bodies at JB like they did. They're going to double him. They're going to dare Josh Hart to make those threes. And I hope he's going to make them, but that's not his game.
Here's where I'm going to agree with you, Tino. I agree with some of the other things you said, too. Thanks for the call there, bud. Now, Josh Hart, I love him because he reminds a lot of us like John Starks. Mm-hmm. You know, just the way he was reacting with the crowd at the end, like it was a garden moment of it really, these Knicks are a lot like the old Knicks, and that's why we love them, because they're tenacious. But Josh Hart, if he's the guy who's lining up critical threes, the Knicks are in trouble.
Yeah, that's a win for the Sixers.
I give you that. There's no doubt. But I don't understand, like, why is the stuff, you said it, Tino said it, and you guys aren't wrong, but why is the OG Anunoby can't create stuff, like, no kidding. I mean, did you watch him?
Kidding. Because your second best player can't be a guy who can't create. They don't have any scoring.
So, Sal, if we thought, I don't, see, this is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
With New York sports all of a sudden. We're going to bag on Brunson, and we're going to lose faith in Brunson in one night after he gave us, I think, arguably, the best Knicks season of all time.
What do you mean bag on Brunson?
Meaning like, is he going to be a super? So,
I just said that was not a superstar-like performance in game one.
Well, everybody knows that. Yeah. I guess what I'm
so what? So you shouldn't say it? Everybody,
no,
okay.
No,
everybody,
but that's
the next one. Let's just move on and talk about something else.
No, that's the easy, obvious thing. Okay, I think you're ignoring stuff that really matters.
So the question is, how's it going to get fixed? Because they can't
I'll tell you how it's going to get fixed. He's going to go back and put the ball in the hole tonight. You don't think he's going to?
I don't know. I need to see it. What am I, Nostradamus?
And I don't know either.
Why did he
obviously not
perform? Was he missing open shots, or was it something that the defense did?
It was probably more the defense. I'm
going
to give you that.
And that's a problem.
If
he were just missing shots, I'd be like, okay, well.
Well, he's going to stick him next. But it's a problem if he doesn't adjust. Do you not think he's going to adjust? Do you not think Tom Thibodeau's going to adjust?
His size was a problem. And that, to me, is concerning. I love Brunson. I believe he is a superstar. However, in that game, I started to think twice about, uh-oh, this could be a problem here. Where two things. One, his size and the fact that the Sixers shut him down completely. Two, they don't have another option to keep the Sixers on their toes. It could all just be about shut down Jalen Brunson, get in his face, bring over two guys, have Oubre, who's got extreme length on him, and you're going to be screwed blocking shots from behind. Brunson looked like... He looked overmatched. He looked anything but a superstar. Now, I do think he's going to be better. Knicks will adjust. They'll try to figure it out. However, I don't even know if that's going to be enough because you're not going to get what you got from Deuce McBride. Josh Hart's not going to be hitting big shots left and right. It's just not what they did to win game one to me is not sustainable. And you look at this team, and it's something I felt during the course of the regular season, but somehow they still got the two seed. There's just not enough there. If the Sixers had any semblance of a heart, they have talent. If they had any semblance of a heart, they would have won that game by 15.
So you sit down to watch this game tonight. And again, mm-hmm. No one knows what's going to happen. You sit down in your heart, in your mind. You expecting a 35-40 burger from Brunson, or you're not sure?
At least 30. Well, put it this way. Whether I expect it or not doesn't matter. They need it. They didn't.
But they
get,
don't.
Yeah,
because
they
just,
do.
No, but they just right. didn't get it, and they won.
Correct.
So they don't need
correct.
It.
Correct. One game. If he doesn't do
well,
that.
Well, they've only played once.
Good. If he plays like that again, if the Knicks play that same exact game in game one, they're going to get run out of the gym. Not in game two, game three, and four as well.
Not if Philly doesn't out-rebound them, which, by the way, the Knicks are going to punish them all series. That's not an anomaly. Knicks are an amazing rebounding
take that,
team.
Take that exact same game.
Yeah.
Performances from everybody. Sixers are going to win that game 9 out of 10 times. If Brunson doesn't score 30, the Knicks are dead.
But think about this. The way Brunson played, it's not like Philly. I mean, you can make the case that Philly should have blown them out.
Right, I know.
And they could have. Not only did they not blow them out, they couldn't even win.
They crushed them in the first quarter and the third quarter.
Yep.
Two out of the four quarters, the Sixers were blowing them out. Somehow, the Knicks' heart. I give him
no,
credit
but
for that rebounding.
That's where I'm going.
But that's where you're going. But if McBride doesn't hit 5 of 7 threes, they're dead.
Yeah, but if DiVincenzo doesn't miss it like the ones that he did, which I expect him to start making.
If DiVincenzo
hit 40% on the season.
Yeah, if they were good, he would have been playing. He wouldn't have gone 3 for 10. That's what he is. That's why he's no good to me. Now, again, good relative comparison. Like, even if we say, OG Anunoby stinks, it's in comparison to, he's not that second guy. They don't have anybody that could create. The threes aren't going to be falling from McBride. They better hope it's somebody else. But if Brunson's not putting in close to 30 a night efficiently, I don't see how they could win the series.
Listen, this team, and it might be, I don't think they win the championship, so ultimately it's going to be to my, my personal demise here. I will sink with this team. If there's water coming on with this team, I will be holding a bucket until I drown. That I appreciate the Knicks, and I trust the Knicks, and I respect this version of the Knicks more than any team in our city. Rangers are close, and they looked awesome the other night, no doubt. But I find it amazing. One game after a win, and I'm not saying that Sal's points don't have merit. I get what you're saying, Sal, intellectually, I get it. But isn't this why we love this team? Just when you think they're dead, they bounce back?
I guess. Yeah, that's fine. I'm not saying I don't love the fact that they won or the energy and effort. But I'm saying I watched that entire game thinking, oh, my God, they're going to lose this game. This is not a good look. This is a bad performance. And yet you got people, and the Knicks fans embarrass themselves out in the street.
I can't help that. Yeah, we want Boston. What do you want me to say?
We want Boston. I mean, what are Knicks fans doing? And this is what I say to these bing-bongers. First of all, grow up, number one. Celebrating in the streets. It's game one of the first round of the playoffs. And then they're talking about we want Boston or sweep this. Knicks fans are delusional. The team played a horrible game. You're lucky to escape with the win.
See, that's where you're wrong.
Yeah.
I don't
think it's sustainable.
That's different. To say that the Knicks played a horrible game is ridiculous. That's just not correct.
Right.
It's not even close to being true. I mean, when you out-rebound somebody by 22, how are you playing a horrible game?
Right.
When you shoot 46% from three, how are you playing a horrible game? When you have fewer turnovers than you had in the regular season, how are you playing a horrible game?
Because
when you get to the line more than the opposition, which means you're tougher than the opposition, and oh yeah, by the way, shoot almost 85% from the stripe, how are you playing a horrible game?
Because
That's not true.
They were only... It is. I thought they
played. Then we watched two different games.
How did Brunson? Maybe.
You can focus on Brunson the rest of the day.
He's the only guy they have,
and
BT.
They won.
You told me about DiVincenzo. Where was he?
And they
won. You've been talking about DiVincenzo for months. DiVincenzo. You're dismissing DiVincenzo. He's so good, he couldn't even get on the floor in the fourth quarter. DiVincenzo. And that's the guy you're hanging your head on.
No. I didn't even just mention DiVincenzo.
He was their second best scorer when Randle and Anunoby were out. And he did nothing in game one.
And they won.
If not for Deuce McBride, the Knicks would have been dead.
And they won.
Yeah, you're
and
right.
They won the game.
They won the game.
What's the bet? Let me ask you this, though.
Good. If, they won the game.
They can't do that again. Well, I disagree with that. And I'm going to tell you why. If I say, aside from Brunson, what's the Knicks' best asset? It's subjective. I don't know if there's a right answer, but I've got mine. I want to hear yours.
You're talking about individual?
When you look at the
New York Knicks. It's their depth.
Boom.
Right.
Their depth. You nailed it. The Knicks average, I think it's 25.5 points per game from a bench perspective this year. They scored 45.
Right.
Like, that's the strength. It might not be pretty. It might not be easy. These guys are going to win the series.
But here's where we disagree.
Go ahead.
It is the depth, or here's where we see it differently, not even disagree. I don't think it's sustainable. You do.
Well, in this series, I do.
Yeah, okay, well, but that is also...
In this series, I do.
It is also a first-round series against a team who's, you know, compromised with their best player
being
banged up.
Yeah, but it's compromised, but all anybody told me for 3 days was, oh, maybe the Knicks should have bagged that last game. Oh, maybe the Knicks should have gone for the 3 seed. So which one is it? I mean, if Philly's so freaking good...
Right.
I mean, what's the story?
Philadelphia should have won game one. They didn't. That's on them.
Exactly.
That's on them.
And the better team did. You know, and the better teams... Listen... Better team's going to win the series.
Yeah, well, I'll say this. Brunson better pick it up, and the Knicks better win tonight because you don't want to – Philadelphia didn't steal game one. If they get game two, they're still in the spot that they want to be in, and all of a sudden the series can be very dangerous going back to their place. Now, again, assuming health, I just don't feel good. I'm happy the Knicks won, and I still think they're going to win the series. I felt that way, but I didn't feel better about
– Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The Knicks after watching game one. As a matter of fact, I felt worse. My concerns were only multiplied after watching that game.
Listen, I can't wait for this game.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Now here's Chino. One on, two out. Pitch is swung on and drilled. The deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone. The Fan Chino with two outs in the bottom of the ninth.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, time for the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game contest. Da-da-da. Yeah, I mean, I could roll the R's, but it's not looking too good with these wins. We're worried about the Yanks, and I'm not an alarmist here. But I do not like the way they look right now. But still, the official hamburger of the Yankees and first caller to identify yesterday's turning point. Give us a buzz, 866-540-WFAM, 866-540-9326. And you will get two pairs of tickets. You'll win them to a 2024 Yanks regular season game. And it's all from your flagship station for New York Yankees baseball, The Fan.
So, BT, you're going to like this.
What you got?
I took one for the team here.
Okay.
Saturday afternoon before the Knick game.
Okay.
I get an email from our pal, CEO of Surfside, Clem Pappas, who is a huge Sixers fan. Like, Surfside started in Philadelphia. It's the best thing to come out of Philadelphia by far, not even close. He goes, so how about we get a little friendly bet going?
Okay. Like when the mayors from the different towns do it?
I'm like, all right.
Let's go.
You got my attention. If the Sixers win the series, I agreed to wear a Joel Embiid jersey for an entire week.
Oof.
Probably an Embiid jersey, a Surfside hat. Yeah, Joel Embiid.
Like, on the air.
You want to make me, yeah. For an entire week, right, during the show, an entire week. Like, Iverson, one thing, Joel Embiid, that's another.
Now, let me just say this before you tell me what you're going to win, because you're going to win. It better not be a case. Like, it better be some heavy stuff, because for a week he's asking you to, you know, the logo, the advertising with the hat, the jersey for a week. What are you winning?
pallet of Surfside to the fans.
Okay.
I go, oh, how about you send it to my address? I'll hand it out to the Knicks fans.
I was going to say, you should send it to your home.
Well, we're doing it for the station.
All right.
A pallet of Surfside.
Yeah, but what is the station doing for us? They're not doing anything. They got no skin in the game here.
No, I'm the one. You're right.
That's what I'm saying.
So you should keep it and give me some.
Screw everybody else.
Send a pallet to my house. I'll split it with BT and away we go. I think we'll get Big Zoo get some. I know Hoff loves this stuff.
They're part of the show. That's different.
We want to get all the Knicks fans. That is true. Put it this way. I'll be monitoring.
Give a 7 to Evan Roberts?
No, he gets none exactly.
I don't know if Evan drinks. Does Evan even drink?
I don't know. He should. If he does drink, he probably loves Surfside. I'll tell you that.
But if he doesn't, he should start.
Even if they do send a pallet here, I'll be in charge of who gets what. But
there you go. Just leave me a few. We're good. That's a good bet.
Yeah, well.
It's a good bet.
It's risk-free for some people around here. For me, I got to wear the freaking Embiid jersey.
Now, how would you get the jersey? Would you have to buy one, too?
I assume so. I didn't want to go. The hats he'll send me the Surfside. I'm not worried about that. The Embiid jersey, that's probably going to be my loss would be the Embiid.
Okay.
I'll buy some replica, whatever. But
Yeah. Right, they just get a Kansas Embiid. Hey, you never said what kind of Embiid jersey. Get him one from Kansas, from college. Get him a college jersey. Hey, I'm wearing Embiid.
I'll have to wear it. And by the way, now you know why I was about to flip out game one watching this stuff, thinking, what's going on here? I'm wearing a Sixers jersey for a week. I want that Surfside palette. Let's go.
That is fun. And game two tonight, good news is I think you're in good shape with the bet. Good news, in my opinion, the Knicks did not play a great, great game all around in terms of Brunson and obviously DiVincenzo. They still won. You want to see him tighten a few things up here, but they got the dub. We get ready for tonight. Alex East Quag. Alex, what's happening, buddy? How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Can I make a couple of quick points, please? Sal, I'll tell you, I want to talk about Tibbs first. I'll make it quick. Sal hit it right on the money early when he talked about the inbounds play to Robinson. And you called it, Brandon, you called it a brain cramp. That's coming out of a timeout. That's coaching. Who the hell runs Robinson to get an inbounds pass in that in that situation? And this goes back to Brunson now. Brunson has earned the right to shoot 8-for-26.
You think?
But it's Tibbs. It's Tibbs who has to say to him at some point, stop forcing the issue. Pull it out. Let's get some more movement into the offense. Get the other guys involved. Don't go 1-on-3. Take it easy. That's coaching. That's on Tibbs. That's point one. Point two. I want to say something about Hartenstein that drives me a little crazy, as great as he is. When Embiid was going off early in the first quarter, he got a quick foul. And then Hartenstein had one of those little jumpy, dinky-dunk drop shots that he does.
Yes.
In the lane, and Embiid is standing under the basket. He came up, take that to the hole. If you get fouled and you don't make the shot, at least you get another foul early.
Oh, my God. I mean, we're nitpicking, Al.
I like it, Alex.
You have to understand the situation with Embiid. Get Embiid out of the game early.
Or just how about this? Just hit the freaking floater. I mean, my goodness. Come on. And now I see what he's saying. You want to draw the fouls on Embiid there. You know, one thing, BT, I think is an interesting point as far as the bad play to Mitch Robinson, it's one of those where, similar to game one, just because the results were favorable, you would net, like, just because Mitch hit the two free throws doesn't mean you'd ever want to see that play again.
No, I agree. He's 41%.
Right, so maybe to a lesser level, because I do think the Knicks' depth is a clear strength, and it's been proven throughout the course of the regular season. I just don't think it's sustainable, even in this series, to win games the way that they did like that in game one. It was great. It was necessary for a night. They're going to need Brunson to be close to what he's been the majority of the regular season to even have a chance in this series.
Now, listen, the one thing I'll say about the Robinson inbounds, you talk about Tom Thibodeau and obviously drawing stuff up in the huddle, coming out right off the timeout, balls in his hands, obviously not optimal. I get that. He's a horrendous free throw shooter, though he stepped up and he made them. I don't know what was said in the huddle. I don't even know if I just try to be fair. I don't know if I would do this. It's too risky. But is there a chance the play was, hey, listen, Mitch, they're coming right for you.
Just get rid of it.
Get rid of it immediately, because then we have an advantage in numbers disproportionate near the rim.
I know, but can you even take that
risk? You probably shouldn't take the risk. I understand that.
It looked like it was supposed to be instant. Brunson throws it in, boom. Mitch grabs it, flips it right back. Like, don't even grab it. Just kind of like touch pass it.
Almost like tap it.
But it was too late. I mean, it was like wolves. Wolves to a T-bone steak when Mitch had the ball. They couldn't get to him fast enough to foul him.
Boy,
and obviously they did.
Boy, it sounded good, though, didn't it? I mean, even with the imperfect script, although the finish was great, That play sounded good.
It did sound good.
Loud.
Not in the first quarter.
No.
But ultimately, yeah.
Loud.
Does it bother you, the stuff that happens afterward with the fans?
Like what? Oh, with the fans in the street?
Yeah.
That's not my thing. Listen, I remember, I can't really tell the whole story on the air. I remember when the Yankees won the World Series in 96, like what I did, I was at the game. What I did that night. Now, I was in my early 20s. I was just out of school. No, I know. But, like, for the Knicks.
Won.
No, but it's kind of like their World Series or like their NBA Finals.
But it's pathetic. This is New York. No. Like, have a little dignity and self-respect.
But self-respect, we don't win.
They didn't even win the series.
I understand that. They're fired up. Let them enjoy it.
But this is the Bing Bonger Knicks fan.
Oh, I hate the Bing Bong stuff. But that's so few people.
But that's the type of fans that they are, the younger fans. Because if you experienced the 90s like we did, without even winning a championship, there's no way you would ever get that excited about a first-round win, let alone game one of the first round.
But the
they're celebrating, literally celebrating in the streets.
A win. Yeah, I know. But it's also, you know, it's when we were celebrating in the 90s, and I watched a lot of those games at bars. I mean, there's just no cameras to record. Now, to your point.
Like, was it like that? I don't know.
I'm saying no. We beat the Cavaliers game one, or we beat the Nets game one, or we beat the Hawks, whatever.
Hornets,
in game
whatever.
One. Yeah, Hornets. You go. Not really, but listen, I am not a member of the fun police.
Right.
You know, I don't have a badge for that.
Me either.
If you would like to hand out tickets, by all means,
how about the dignity police? I mean, my goodness, have some little. What it does is it dummies down the Knicks and the rest of the fans. You look pathetic when you're celebrating literally in the streets, jumping up and down like they've won something when they won the first game of the first round of the playoffs. It's just a bad look for everybody. It makes me not want to be associated with any Knicks fan. And I grew up loving the Knicks. It's embarrassing. You want to celebrate a win? Fine. You want to celebrate a series win? Fine. That's a bit much.
Yeah. It doesn't bother me. I don't care. Do whatever you want. Just don't commit crimes. Don't act like lunatics.
Yeah, but
in the
what's next? Like, what's a game two win gonna do tonight? I mean, come on.
877-337-6666. BT and Sal here on the Fan. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata. Short show. Yanks coming up 105 against the A's. Hopefully get those bats cooking in four games here. Really just get a little, you know, get some offensive flow going. We'll have the pregame coming up at 12:25.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.